Proclamation number 3911 of 22nd of October, 1946. Reality of matter. Christian Science objection. I reveal to people on earth through the inner word what contributes to the enlightenment of their thinking, depending on the individual's degree of maturity and need. Yet not everything is necessary for him to know as long as he lives on earth, as long as he has not yet reached the degree of love which enables him to receive wisdom in all its fullness. But it is more beneficial for the human being that he has less knowledge than that he lives in error, and therefore I always want to provide clarification where there is a danger that the human being will get lost in erroneous thinking, that he will try to intellectually penetrate knowledge which he can only receive on the path of love through the heart. There is a great difference whether the world with everything on and in it is regarded as my work, as my will which has become form, whether it is regarded as not existing in reality, as imaginary creations of human senses which can be brought into appearance by the human being's world of thoughts, which has no existence other than that which the human being himself gives them. Matter is certainly transient as such, but nevertheless my work which exists as long as it is held by my will. Matter, too, is something spiritual to which I gave a form. It, too, is a power station of my eternally emanating strength of love. Thus it is, as it were, a form which absorbs my strength, just as the form itself is at the same time strength consolidated by my will. It is real as long as you see it, yet not permanent as a form, for as soon as my will withdraws from this form it dissolves again into spiritual substances which I consolidate anew again through my will as long as the development of the still immature spiritual necessitates an external form. Thus matter is indeed transient and you can observe its passing away with your own eyes, yet as long as you see it it is also real. It exists and proves me myself, that is, it testifies to my creative will and my creative power. And if you know the purpose of all matter, of every work of creation, then you will also respect matter and make it possible for it to fulfill its purpose. But you should not love matter, i.e., strive for it and try to take possession of it. For it is only the external form of the still, completely immature spiritual substance which you certainly should and can help through the right use of matter, but which you, as a spiritual substance far below yourselves, should not strive for in order not to endanger yourselves. Nothing I let come into being is without meaning and purpose. So why should I place mirages before your eyes which could be denied any purpose or fullness? Just as your body is matter is in itself the carrier of your soul, of the spiritual substance which is intended to develop upwards, so is every visible work of creation a carrier of the spiritual substance, only in different degrees of development, although it is transient. As long as you can see it, it is my will which has become form. The ascent development can certainly also proceed in purely spiritual creation, yet earth is a special school of the spirit, and its creations have a special purpose and also successful effect. Spiritual substances which are far away from me, which are at the greatest distance from me, place themselves outside my circle of love and therefore also deprive themselves of my supply of strength. And spiritual things which are powerless harden themselves. Thus it becomes matter itself, and thus the explanation will also be more comprehensible that matter is hardened spiritual substance which, nevertheless, it's given the opportunity through my love and wisdom to redeem itself, to develop upwards, to re-enter the circuit of my love and thus also to receive strength, first to a lesser extent, then to a greater extent, and this signifies the softening of matter, which will now also explain to you the diversity of creation, from the stone world, plant world, animal world, ascending to the human being. The transitoriness of the earthly, of matter, is therefore no proof of its unreality, for only that which is completely devoid of spiritual substance is unreal, but then it is also no longer visible to you. Amen.